Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. And we've beeped. I wonder what we're cooking today using our kitchen gadgets. Today's kitchen gadget recipe is for Instant Pot deviled eggs. Deviled eggs in the Instant Pot are brilliant because you can mix and match them with different ingredients and for different holidays and themes. For example, you can just make them basic and then, like we do, adding in food colouring for different holidays. So you could do some with red and blue. So you've got the red, white and blue. You could do something like all green for St. Paddy's Day. You could do Christmas colours as well. Or what we did is we did different bright colours for each of them so that they were perfect for Easter and making with the kids. They're just brilliant because they've got so many uses. You could even do them black for Halloween if you wanted to. It's just brilliant. Or orange for the pumpkin colour for Thanksgiving. It's just endless choice. And they're so easy, and the Instant Pot is just brilliant for cooking boiled eggs and then for quickly assembling them. The first time I ever made deviled eggs, I'd never heard of deviled eggs. I think they were called party eggs, and I'd originally seen them in my late mother-in-law's cookbook, Mrs. Beaton's household management book. And it was for the very first Christmas that I had with Dominic, and I wanted to make him something special. So I did some for the starter, and he loved them. And I think I've very rarely made them after that for ages, but they're just so nice. So what you need then is you need 7 large eggs, a tablespoon of mayo, a tablespoon of salad cream, 2 tablespoons of Greek yogurt, a teaspoon of mustard powder, 28 grams, which is 1 ounce of grated cheddar cheese, some salt and pepper, and if you are following a holiday theme like us, some simple food colouring. The note, I'm British, this is how us Brits do the deviled eggs. In America, you may want to swap the salad cream for ranch and the Greek yogurt for sour cream. Or you might have your own different addition there. So you'll need the Instant Pot, and if you've got one, the egg trivet is brilliant for balancing the eggs on. So place the eggs onto the egg trivet and then add 2 cups, which is 480ml of water, into the bottom of your Instant Pot. Add the eggs, then add the lid, set the valve to sealing and pressure cook for 7 minutes. Do a quick pressure release, rinse the eggs under a cold tap to cool, then peel the eggs, being careful to keep the white shape. In other words, you don't want any ugly looking eggs where you've peeled some of the white yolk off by accident. Then slice all the eggs in half, lengthways, to expose the yellow yolks. Then load all the yellow yolks into a bowl with the other stuffed egg ingredients. Then mix well with a fork and put to one side. Next, get out your ramekins and fill them 3/4 full with cold water. Then add a little bit of food colouring to each one and stir with a fork or spoon. You could, of course, use a large bowl if you're just doing them all orange for Thanksgiving, or if you're doing them all green for St. Paddy's Day. But we were doing these like rainbow colours, so we wanted a different ramekin for each colour. And of course, you can be creative and use whichever colours you want or add more to make the colour stronger. For example, if you add a tiny bit of green colour in, you're likely to get a light green. Whereas if you put a lot more in, you'll get a really deep, dark green. You know, so it depends on the colour you're after. Then dunk an egg white, 1 at a time, into the coloured water and leave it a couple of minutes to take in the colour. Then put it to one side and lay on some kitchen towel or paper towel and dab dry. Rinse and repeat until all the egg whites have been done. Next, spoon a dollop of the egg yolk mixture into each coloured egg whites until they're all done.
And of course, now they're ready for serving. And like I said, so much scope in this recipe. You can just use this as your basics. And it's just so much fun. I mean, doing these with the kids at Easter or for St. Paddy's Day or for just another holiday you're really into is just absolutely brilliant. And of course, if you want to follow this recipe along at home, head over to recipethis.com, search Instant Pot Deviled Eggs, and not only can you get the principal recipe card, but what you can also see is you can see our photos of the colours we made with them, step-by-step photos and everything that can help you so that you can recreate this great Instant Pot recipe at home.
Thanks for listening. And if you head over to recipethis.com and search Instant Pot Mini Course, you can find our 5-day free email series on teaching you how to use the Instant Pot smart from the beginning. And it will help you with a lot of the beginner questions and recipes that you're probably needing if you're just getting started with your Instant Pot.